And we are back for the third and final segment of our first segment for 2010. And because it is our first segment for the new year, we thought we'd share with you a few of the money-saving tips so that just on the outside chance that you don't have that big portfolio that you need a money manager for, we can maybe help you save more of what you're already making so that you could have a crack at getting there someday. So we have a bunch of tips to go over with you. We're going to try to make them real fast and hit them as quickly as possible. Rob, do you have a first tip to share?
So with regards to your bank account, you might want to look into switching your bank account to one that offers free checking. In other words, that you're not having to pay high fees for getting a service that you could get for free from another institution, maybe by keeping a certain balance in your account or by doing an automated deposit into the account. You should also be looking for an account that has some interest associated with it.
Yep, fair enough. I know there was one bank in town recently that was paying around 5% on interest checking for the first, 10 or $20,000. So those deals sometimes exist. I would imagine that's a loss leader for the bank. That bank cannot be making money on that. But what the bank will be doing is looking for other relationships. Another tip would be to sign up for every free customer rewards program you can. The basic game would be to create a garbage email address so that when they inundate your inbox with offers and so on, you're not having your real email address ruined. But collect every card you can, and then check that account for extra coupons whenever you're ready to shop. You'll find some interesting things that might land in your inbox. So, but do keep it separate from your real email account.
You should also probably consider calling your credit card company and asking for a rate reduction. Tell them that you will take your business elsewhere if they don't give you a rate reduction. If you have a $5,000 balance in your account, if you get a 3% reduction, that could save you $150 a year alone.
That's right. Here's an easy one, folks. How about kicking the habit? Put the cigarettes down, stop drinking, stop doing drugs. Not only do they ruin your health, they leech the money right out of your pocket, and it's a substantial expense. So try to start the new year off right and kick some of those costly habits.
When you're about to go out the door for a trip, make sure you're turning off all the lights. If you spend 1 minute turning off the lights before you leave on a two-hour trip, that's the equivalent to earning $50 an hour.
I don't know what your living room looks like, but when you walk into ours, you see CDs and DVDs and VHS tapes all over the place. So there's an ability to swap these books and music and DVDs over the internet using services like Paperback Swap. You can list what you've got and swap it with someone else who would like to see what you have already read or viewed. And you'll get new CDs and DVDs, and it doesn't really cost you much of anything at all. In fact, I think they're even mailed to you free. So that's a tip, and it sure beats going to the video store and dropping big bucks on more media.
You can install compact fluorescent lights in your house, or LED lights. And on average, compact fluorescent lights save 25% on electricity versus incandescents, and LEDs use about 2% of the electricity that a traditional incandescent would use.
Yep, that's right. I've actually looked at those lights, and for an equivalent amount of lumens that would be equivalent to, let's say, a 60-watt incandescent bulb or 100-watt bulb, the power consumption really is right around 25%. One other tip on that is when you're looking for bulbs, get on the internet and try to figure out which bulbs have the fast startup. Some bulbs take a while to get their momentum and gain their eventual luminosity, whereas other bulbs kind of come on at their immediate brightness. So that's something worth paying attention to.
They also last a lot longer, too.
Yeah, they do last a lot longer, but don't use them in areas where you have to switch them on and off a lot, because that actually shortens the life. Installing a programmable thermostat is always a good idea. There's no reason your house needs to be kept at 68 or 70 or 72 degrees or whatever you do, whatever you choose while you're at work. There's no reason that it can't go down to 60 degrees or something, and then warm back up half an hour before you come home. That can save quite a bit of money. That's really worth the investment.
Sometimes when people buy appliances based on what's the cheapest at the store, that's not necessarily the best idea in the long run. You might want to look at the reliability using something like Consumer Reports. You can get that at the library and see if one washer or dryer is going to be more reliable and use less energy than another one, and that would be better in the long run than just buying the cheapest.
That's right. And that goes for cars, too. That's a false economy, buying the cheapest vehicle that you can find. I don't want to name any brands, but if you find a brand that seems to do the equivalent job of some other brand where the reliability has been shown to be worse, you might not really be saving any money in the long run. I'm a fan of buying the most reliable car that I can for the best price. So I'll leave it at that. Clean your car's air filter. Clean your furnace air filter. Change them regularly. I'm going to sheepishly admit that our heater during the latest cold snap was not keeping up. The house wouldn't get above 55 degrees. And I'm guilty of not having changed our air filter. And I was mortified to know that the only problem that we had is that the husband was kind of off duty, and the hot water was not warm enough. So it went from 54 degrees to 68 degrees in a flash. And I can just imagine how hard the furnace was working to try to keep up. What else do we have here, Rob? Got some more? When you're shopping for items, try to buy some used items. Don't necessarily start with new clothes or new appliances. Check the Iwana or check at what kind you can find there. Once you start paying $2 for a pair of nice pants, it's kind of hard to spend $50. I'll tell you that. So, you got another one, Rob?
Yeah. When going to the grocery store and shopping for items that you buy regularly, you might want to look at generic brands for those. If the generics usually save you some money, and they're usually about the same as the regular brand. It's just the marketing that it costs extra for the non-generic version.
Yeah, and even if they're not the same, so you buy one box of cereal, you don't like it, you switch back. But
right.
Unless you figure it out, you'll never know. So that pretty much winds it up for us today. We are on the radio every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Hope you'll join us. And if you have any questions for us of particular investment interest, we'd be glad to address your question on the air as well as we can. My name's Glenn. I'm here with Rob Simon and Agnes. That's all we've got. We'll see you next week, folks.